Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The task will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After that, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections, in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task marked with a tick is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck.
Listen.
Task 1. In this section, you will hear some information about a strange house. Your task is to complete the sentences with one word or number in each gap. Use the exact word that you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Simon Dale is a self-employed photographer. He spent only £3,000 on his new hillside home in Wales and built it in less than 4 months. To build the house, Simon used little more than a saw, a hammer, and a few nails. First, with the help of his father-in-law, who is a builder, he made a big hole in the hillside and then constructed the building's wooden frame. First, he covered the roof with straw to stop heat escaping from the house, and then he put some sheets of plastic on top of it to make it waterproof. Finally, it was all covered with 30 centimeters of earth to make sure that the house harmonizes perfectly with its surroundings. The home, which looks very similar to those used by hobbits in Tolkien's much-loved books The Hobbit, and Lord of the Rings, is designed to be completely environmentally friendly. Heat is produced by a wood burner, and electricity comes from solar panels on the roof. Water is collected from a nearby spring, and there's a compost toilet. Simon lives in the house with his wife, who is a writer and a gardener, and their two children. He thinks that building an eco home is actually very easy. He said, "This kind of building is quite cheap, so practically anyone can afford to build it. My most important skills were being able-bodied, having self-belief, readiness to work hard, and a friend or two to help lift some building materials now and again."
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Simon Dale is a self-employed photographer. He spent only £3,000 on his new hillside home in Wales and built it in less than 4 months. To build the house, Simon used little more than a saw, a hammer, and a few nails. First, with the help of his father-in-law, who is a builder, he made a big hole in the hillside and then constructed the building's wooden frame. First, he covered the roof with straw to stop heat escaping from the house, and then he put some sheets of plastic on top of it to make it waterproof. Finally, it was all covered with 30 centimeters of earth, to make sure that the house harmonizes perfectly with its surroundings. The home, which looks very similar to those used by hobbits in Tolkien's much-loved books The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, is designed to be completely environmentally friendly. Heat is produced by a wood burner, and electricity comes from solar panels on the roof. Water is collected from a nearby spring, and there's a compost toilet. Simon lives in the house with his wife, who is a writer and a gardener, and their two children. He thinks that building an eco home is actually very easy. He said, "This kind of building is quite cheap, so practically anyone can afford to build it. My most important skills were being able-bodied, having self-belief, readiness to work hard, and a friend or two to help lift some building materials now and again.
The flowers in the vase that you bought today.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear about a strange incident involving a bear in Colorado Springs, the United States. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Black bears. There are far more black bears than any other kind. Populated areas that don't seem to mind. Sometimes colored brown, cinnamon or white. Much more active by day than night.
Danielle Backstrom, who lives in Colorado Springs, had just driven into her garage after taking her children to school when she caught sight of a fully grown adult bear at the back of the garage. In the video she herself made, you can hear her shout angrily, "Get out of my garage!" The bear took a quick look at her inside the car and then headed towards the refrigerator and freezer in the front of the garage. Danielle used the horn of the car to scare him away, then rolled down the window to wave her hands to make the bear go away. The bear eventually left the garage, but he stopped right behind the woman's car. Danielle slowly started to back up the car to encourage him to leave the garage before closing the door to keep him out. She immediately contacted Colorado Wildlife Agency, which is already working to catch the bear. They do believe it is the same bear that was recorded on camera stealing ice cream and M&Ms from a garage this week in the same neighborhood. Officers say the bear weighs more than 180 kilograms, much heavier than the average adult bear, which typically grows to be between 100 and 140 kilograms in the wild. A Colorado Wildlife Agency official said that the bear will have to be destroyed as it has got far too used to people and could be quite dangerous for the children in the neighborhood. He added, "We hate having to do that, but human health and safety is our main concern. And when bears become dangerous, we're left with no choice."
Perhaps we're all a little more aware about the fascinating creatures that we call bears.
What about the gummy bear?
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Far more black bears than any other kind. Populated areas don't seem to mind. Sometimes colored brown, cinnamon or white. Much more active by day than night.
Danielle Backstrom, who lives in Colorado Springs, had just driven into her garage after taking her children to school when she caught sight of a fully grown adult bear at the back of the garage. In the video she herself made, you can hear her shout angrily, "Get out of my garage!" The bear took a quick look at her inside the car and then headed towards the refrigerator and freezer in the front of the garage. Danielle used the horn of the car to scare him away, then rolled down the window to wave her hands to make the bear go away. The bear eventually left the garage, but he stopped right behind the woman's car. Danielle slowly started to back up the car to encourage him to leave the garage before closing the door to keep him out. She immediately contacted Colorado Wildlife Agency, which is already working to catch the bear. They do believe it is the same bear that was recorded on camera stealing ice cream and M&Ms from a garage this week in the same neighborhood. Officers say the bear weighs more than 180 kilograms, much heavier than the average adult bear, which typically grows to be between 100 and 140 kilograms in the wild. A Colorado Wildlife Agency official said that the bear will have to be destroyed as it has got far too used to people and could be quite dangerous for the children in the neighborhood. He added, "We hate having to do that, but human health and safety is our main concern. And when bears become dangerous, we're left with no choice."
Perhaps we're all a little more aware about the fascinating creatures that we call bears.
What about the gummy bear?
That is the end of task 2. Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear a radio interview with Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the Swedish football superstar, talking about his childhood. Your task is to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Zlatan, where are you from?
My mom is Croatian and my dad is Bosnian. I'm from, let's say, a ghetto in Malmo, Sweden, a place called Rosengård. It was famous for being a very bad area. Even today, they talk about it being a bad area. There were a lot of foreigners, a mix from Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from everywhere. I think it comes naturally that you become tough because of the environment. I've always believed in myself because when you come from an area like that, you have to have a lot of confidence. I'm very proud to be from this area and I represent that area. I have played for many big football clubs. It means if I can succeed, if I can do it, then everybody else can do it.
Would you say a few words about your family?
You could say I'm a product of a broken home. My parents broke up when I was 2, and I stayed with my mom. But living with my mom and watching a stepfather coming into my life was indeed a painful experience. As a result, I couldn't eat, and I got seriously underweight. I got a lot better when I was allowed to see my father again, who I loved very much.
Is it true that you were a talented thief?
I would say I was quite a talented thief. I stole a lot of bicycles. We lived a long way from the football field. And at some point I asked myself, why the hell do you always go there on foot? Once there was this wonderful bicycle, which belonged to the postman, and he hadn't locked it. When he disappeared in the entrance with the post, I jumped into the saddle and rode off. Once I got around the corner, I stopped and looked inside the saddlebags. There were letters inside. So I said to myself, no, you can't do this. So I parked the bicycle and ran away. When I go into the supermarket these days with my old friends, they will open their jackets afterwards in the car and all sorts of stuff will fall out. I say to them, are you out of your mind? I could buy the entire shop. But that's not the point. They do it for fun. That's how we grew up. I have become more sensible and I am rich. But I will never be able to deny where I came from. How does the saying go? You can get the boy out of the ghetto, but you can't get the ghetto out of the boy.
This is what your former headmistress said about you. I quote, I've been at the school 33 years, and Zlatan is easily in the top 5 of the worst pupils we've ever had. He was the number one bad boy at the time, a prototype of the kind of child that ends up in serious trouble. Is that true?
Yes, I was noisy and violent. I just had a hard time sitting still. I had ants in my pants. Sometimes I only went to school for lunch. Sometimes not at all. I preferred to play football.
So what about your headmistress's prediction that you will end up in serious trouble?
Football saved me. My message to everyone who feels different or unlucky is that if you believe in yourself, you will also make it. Everything depends on you.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Zlatan, where are you from?
My mom is Croatian and my dad is Bosnian. I'm from, let's say, a ghetto in Malmo, Sweden, a place called Rosengård. It was famous for being a very bad area. Even today, they talk about it being a bad area. There were a lot of foreigners, a mix from Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from everywhere. I think it comes naturally that you become tough because of the environment. I've always believed in myself, because when you come from an area like that, you have to have a lot of confidence. I'm very proud to be from this area, and I represent that area. I have played for many big football clubs. It means if I can succeed, if I can do it, then everybody else can do it.
Would you say a few words about your family?
You could say I'm a product of a broken home. My parents broke up when I was 2, and I stayed with my mom. But living with my mom and watching a stepfather coming into my life was indeed a painful experience. As a result, I couldn't eat, and I got seriously underweight. I got a lot better when I was allowed to see my father again, who I loved very much.
Is it true that you were a talented thief?
I would say I was quite a talented thief. I stole a lot of bicycles. We lived a long way from the football field. And at some point I asked myself, why the hell do you always go there on foot? Once there was this wonderful bicycle, which belonged to the postman, and he hadn't locked it. When he disappeared in the entrance with the post, I jumped into the saddle and rode off. Once I got around the corner, I stopped and looked inside the saddlebags. There were letters inside. So I said to myself, no, you can't do this. So I parked the bicycle and ran away. When I go into the supermarket these days with my old friends, they will open their jackets afterwards in the car and all sorts of stuff will fall out. I say to them, are you out of your mind? I could buy the entire shop. But that's not the point. They do it for fun. That's how we grew up. I have become more sensible and I am rich. But I will never be able to deny where I came from. How does the saying go? You can get the boy out of the ghetto, but you can't get the ghetto out of the boy.
This is what your former headmistress said about you. I quote, I've been at the school 33 years, and Zlatan is easily in the top 5 of the worst pupils we've ever had. He was the number one bad boy at the time, a prototype of the kind of child that ends up in serious trouble. Is that true?
Yes, I was noisy and violent. I just had a hard time sitting still. I had ants in my pants. Sometimes I only went to school for lunch. Sometimes not at all. I preferred to play football.
So what about your headmistress's prediction that you will end up in serious trouble?
Football saved me. My message to everyone who feels different or unlucky is that if you believe in yourself, you will also make it. Everything depends on you.
That is the end of task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.